First off, how much of a monkey off your back was it to get that goal on Friday?
It's fantastic, you know, for a forward. You know, I was brought there to score goals, so, you know, as I said, I did have the chances, but, you know, they weren't going in. I think the first home game against UCD, you know, the keeper probably could have got a move to Barcelona after that. You know, he had a great night. So, but it was great to get the goal and, you know, an important goal as well. Thank God the lads hung on, and, you know, it was a great performance by everyone around, and it just shows that we're still in there, and, you know, we're fighting.
You seem to be striking up a good partnership with Marco Sullivan in front.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player, you know, really easy player to play with, because, you know, he's unselfish, and, you know, he does a lot of the work that goes unnoticed, you know, the stuff that you know, the doggy work, really. But you know, he's having a great season. And as I say, he's an easy player to play with.
Take us back a couple of months. When were you aware of the interest of Cork City, and what was it that John said to you to kind of sell the project to you?
I've been at the John a few times when I was in England, about, you know, various different things, but he just dropped me a line when I came home and said, do you want to meet up for a chat? It was a general chat, really. Yeah. I went to a few games, and went on holiday, and when I came back, met John again and Bandon, and, you know, he kind of sold the club for me, got me excited about Cork, and, you know, I think, you know, speaking to a lot of players, he's done that to quite a few, like, so, you know, it was a good decision for me, and, you know, I'm glad I'm back now and in the thick of things.
Was it a tough decision to leave your career in England?
It was, but, you know, I've had, you know, a good few years over there. You know, it's always nice to come back. Every summer I did come back, I was up to Cork watching the games and that. So you'd always miss that kind of, you know, it's a different feeling playing over here. And the fans, even the fans the other night, I was getting a shower at half time, and I was thinking, the fans are very low there. Like, you know, hopefully Derry haven't scored. But when I actually went out to watch the last 20, 25 minutes, it was our fans that were singing. You know, they've been fantastic. Going a goal down against UCD, they started singing instead of, you know, being the opposite way. So it's a lot different than some of the clubs I've been with in England, like, you know. And, you know, they've been fantastic for us. And the buzz is kind of back. You can feel the buzz with the crowd as well, yeah.
And coming back into a dressing room that had the likes of Matt McNulty, Dan Murray, Colin Healy, massive experience in that team.
Yeah, massive experience, and, you know, easy to fit back into Kearney as well. Like, a lot of players have faces that, you know, I would have been here with my previous stint. So, you know, Cork bunch again, you know, similar to what we've had before, you know, and the camaraderie is there, you know, it's fantastic team spirit.
I'm seeing a lot of similarities between now and 2005, not suggesting that Cork City are going to win the league this year, but I hope they do, obviously, but the team in 2005 had a massive Cork influence, there was massive crowds behind them, massive passion and playing good football as well, so there's a lot of similarities this year to 2005.
Definitely, I was only saying it to Kearney after the game the other night. You know, I remember in 2005, you know, there was a lot of games where we smashed teams, but there was a lot of games where we, you know, ground 1-0 wins out, kept clean sheets, and, you know, I think it's been that way this season. You know, we get an early goal and we hang on, and you get to 3 points, no one's going to look back and say, oh, they just scraped past here, or, you know, they didn't have enough position here. But, you know, we're just kind of ticking off the games as they come. Yeah. Trying to do our own job, and hopefully, you know, the teams around us who are up there kind of slip up, and, you know, we go under the radar.
9 games left, you're 4 points behind Dundalk. They have a superior goal difference, you might as well call it 5 points. Do you talk about league title pushes in the dressing room, or is it kind of a taboo word? Is it kind of something you ignore?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to, you know, not to look there, but, you know, if you look too far ahead, then you're not keeping your eye on the job, really. So, as I say, we have a big game tomorrow night. You know, it's a home game. We'd be looking to carry on what we've been doing the last 2 games. So, you know, we're trying to tick them games off and hope, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that, you know, pressure's off, mid-table teams who can go out and play football now without having any structure. So let's hope them teams can do us a favour, because, you know, I think in recent weeks, teams kind of not in the push and, you know, nothing to play with have been stepping it up. You know, you see the likes of, you know, Sligo stepping up against us. You see the likes of Bohemians, you know, they really stepped it up in Dublin, and then, you know, they lose 3-4-0 the next week, and they're thinking, you know, what's that all about? Like, they stepped up to play against us, but
the surprise factor's kind of gone with you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, and, you know, it's you know, it's a big scalp for teams to be beating us as well. Yeah. So, you know, we got to be on our game every week, and tomorrow's a massive game for us, and, you know, I think Dundalk are away to Sligo, so you know it should be a tough game for them, and hopefully we do our job, and you know Sligo might do us a favour.
The reaction as well from the defeats to Bohemians and Dundalk has been incredible. I mean, what was said in the dressing room after those two defeats? Because I imagine we're pretty down after those.
Yeah, I think obviously I wasn't here at middle of the season, and when they had two defeats in a row as well, and you know maybe the press and people were writing them off, saying you know we've had a good start to the season, but you know bounce back, the lads. Went on, I think it was 7, 8, maybe 9 unbeaten run, you know, where they were winning games. And I think after them two games, we just said, that's it, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get back on, you know, on the bandwagon and do it again. And, you know, Thiele's goal against Pats, that just said, here we are, we're back in it.
Done anything like that in training or anything like that? Or was that just out of the blue completely?
Yeah, well, you know, he's obviously capable of that. Yeah. It's just, you know, he showed he had the technique and that, but... You know, that kind of thing, you think, last couple of minutes, that a kind of winner like that, it really, you know, pumped the positivity back in us. And, you know, obviously massive win the other night, and we were only laughing on the video there. I tried an overhead kick the other night, but the defender pushed me as I was in the air, and I ended up heading overhead header. And I was thinking, Healy might have to show me that technique, you know, in training.
You played Derry on Friday, a lot of travelling involved. Your training here down in Bishopstown this morning, Sunday morning. Is the fact that you had such a long journey going to be an issue tomorrow? Or?
No, it's never an issue. You know, we're well used to travelling at this stage. We're from Cork. We travel every second week, like, you know. Preparation has been great as well. John had us back to the hotel to have a proper meal. You know, we've had proper rest. We've had the Mardyke yesterday, the recovery. You know, Mardyke's been massive for us, the facility to have. And I think after a win like that, instead of 6-7 hours, you're thinking in your head, it only felt like probably 3 hours, like, you know.
Yeah.
Even though we did get back late, we started a bit later yesterday, and we'll be doing training today, so we'll be doing everything like it's a normal week, really. I don't think that would factor in, you know, if we got a disappointing performance tomorrow night. You know, it's not because of the travelling, it's because, you know, the heads, really.
FAI Cup as well coming up soon. The cup run would be nice as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. You know, we've always done well in them competitions, and, you know, the fans would obviously like silverware, and that's another chance for us to get silverware this season.
Have you set a target for yourself now for the rest of the season?
No, I just, you know, now that I've got the first one out of the way, just continue on and keep trying to, you know, offer as much as I can to the team and for the rest of the season.
Excellent, John. Pleasure talking to you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
John, first off, a fantastic 3 points on Friday. You must be absolutely delighted to go to Derry, the long journey, and get 3 points up there.
Absolutely. It was a great performance. We were under a bit of pressure going up with all the changes, obviously, with Colin Billy and Bucks out. So we had to make 3 changes, but the performance was outstanding. You know, great goal. Great for John O'Flynn to get off the mark with a super finish. And I suppose in the last 20 minutes, we dug deep. We were under a lot of pressure, but the lads defended fantastically. And, you know, it was a huge 3 points, and it was 2 weeks in a row keeping a clean sheet, which was which is good, because the strength of our campaign this season is that we've kept a lot of clean sheets. So hopefully it's a good sign for the running.
And you must be thrilled the way the squad bounced back from those disappointing defeats to Bohemians and Dundalk to get 2 massive wins.
Absolutely. I suppose there's been a lot of question marks over the squad, but I keep saying all year, we have a fantastic bunch here in Cork. They're working really hard, playing for the club. And we're there to stay to the end, and we're going to make it as difficult as we can for the other sides. And I keep saying to the lads to keep focused. There's 9 matches to go. Most important one again is tomorrow night against Bray, and we just have to keep looking after ourselves and see where it gets us. And but it was tremendous. And after 2 defeats, you know, and particularly after the Dundalk match, people thought we were out of the running, but we bounced back and we've shown good character, and hopefully we can stay in there.
What shape is the squad in tomorrow night, injuries and suspensions with?
Well, it's a situation where we have Billy, Colin, Gary Buckley back in. Unfortunately, John O'Flynn is going to be out, and he's under pressure for even the cup game on Friday, but we'll see later in the week about that. And we have Ross Gaynor suspended, so we're going to have to make at least 2 changes. We'll probably make 3 to 4 changes, try and freshen things up. And but still at the same time, we're very strong. We're obviously hoping that a big crowd will come out. Obviously, we know a lot of our supporters are in Dublin today, which is good for the Cork hurlers, but hopefully they'll come out in big numbers again tomorrow night, because they know how important the games are to us. But we'll still be very strong.
9 games left. Is the pressure increasing with each game that passes?
I don't think it's increasing at all. I just feel like we've been under pressure since the start of the season. You know, we've had a very difficult last couple of seasons. And I told the guys it's important that every week we go out this season that we have something to play for. And that's the way it's been. So we're under huge pressure. Got to Derry Friday night, we were under huge pressure because we knew we had to get a win, which we did. So I don't see it any difference. I just see it's a great time to be a Cork City player. Big crowds up at the top of the table, challenging for the league. Hopefully getting into Europe. So I think it's brilliant.
Europe, I suppose, is the main aspiration for the season, though, isn't it?
Well, I think from the start of the year we always said that, you know. If you know, but as I keep saying, just sort of with 9 games to go, we're still in there. I think it happens. So it's just important for us to keep our feet in the ground, certainly try and box off Europe, but still at the same time see if we can keep the results coming, see can we put that pressure on Dundalk to maybe rattle them.
The cup coming up now as well, is that a distraction for you, or is it a bonus?
I think it's a bonus because everyone wants to be in the cup, you know. At the same time, wouldn't it be fantastic if you could get to Lansdowne Road? Yeah. But obviously, we're still a long way away from that. But the cup game against Bohemians is another huge game for us. Bohemians beat us a few weeks ago and beat us well up in Dublin. So, you know, it's an opportunity for us to get into the quarter final. And, you know, we've no doubt that's a tough game. But for the minute, we just need to make sure that we can put a good performance in tomorrow night and get the 3 points against Bray.
Excellent. I have to ask about Brian Lennon. Any movement there?
Yeah, a lot of discussion. Yeah, we've had advanced talks with one club yesterday, and I suppose look at the deal is very close, it's pending, and I suppose we're just hoping that we can probably drag it out for another week. To be fair, I think there's no doubt that Brian will be on his way within the next 10 days.
Excellent. Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks, Rory.